Chapter 16. Did he say scarabs? I rush out to the front and peer into the trunk. And there they are. Three boxes filled to the brim with red scarab medallions. Thousands of them. I don't even have to ask. It was you. Jane glares but says calmly, "Honey, this fine young gentleman has said we're okay to go. Let's get into the car and let him get back to work." She turns to the monitor and whispers, "Girl's got mental issues." "Huh, I am not getting back in that car. Not with her." "You grifter!" I reach down into my t-shirt and rip the winning red scarab from my neck and thrust it in her face, pressing the head. "Is this what you were looking for?" The scarab once again goes through its little routine, and I see the toll monitor's eyes light up. Uh-oh. I try to fold the beetle closed quickly and tuck it away, but it's too late. The monitor's greedy hand shoots out and snatches it. I stand frozen as he smirks and raises it high into the air like a trophy, proclaiming his ultimate prize, the prize that would buy him a life of ease and privilege, or at least a better life than that of a highway toll monitor. "It's mine, mine, mine!" He looks down at us, eyes popping like a madman. "Do you have any idea how much I'll get?" Jane karate chops him in the throat, cutting off his little victory speech, and wrenches the scarab back from his fist as he falls to the ground. Then she hugs me, not in a good way, and shoves me into the passenger seat and slams the door. Before the stunned monitor, or I, can even react, she's already in the driver's seat starting the engine. But there's a hand in my window. The monitor's using my door to get to his feet, frantically grabbing for my neck. He's not going to give up his future life of ease and privilege without a fight. "Jane, he's hanging on." "Not for long." She peels out of the toll lane, leaving a cloud of burned rubber behind us. But not the monitor. He's still firmly attached to the car. I smack his free hand, and some primal instinct kicks in, and I bite him. He screams and lets go momentarily, and that's all it takes. He's gone, rolling on the highway in our rearview mirror. Jane fumes. "Now why did you go and do that?" "Bite him? He was hanging onto the car and trying to strangle me." "Not that. Why did you show him the scarab? Why did you cheat a million people out of a shot at going to Mars? That scam was you, wasn't it?" I smack her in the shoulder. "Stop this car. I'm getting out." She jerks her head around to me to scream something at me, and blue liquid starts running from her nose, and she starts gagging.
"The meal in a bag. Help."
Her hands are all over the place, trying to keep the car straight while it's shooting down the highway at 85 miles an hour, and simultaneously trying to pull the stupid tube out of her face. I force her hands back on the wheel. "You just drive." And, wincing with disgust, I gently tug the tube until it's out of her throat, upper nose, and out. Blue food gel starts spattering everywhere. Voom Voom takes cover under his blanket. I look for a clamp or something to staunch the flow of gel, but then give up and just fling the whole mess out the window.
"Hey, that was mine."
"Don't worry, you have an extra." I take a deep breath.
"How could you? The scam. Who are you?"
"What are you talking about?"
"The three boxes full of scarabs. It's kind of a giveaway."
"I have no idea what you're talking about."
"Dad told me about some scam involving a million scarabs in cardboard boxes, just like those. It was you. I have eyes. I can see. You know."
She glares over at me and points a shaking finger in my face. "You think I would cheat?"
"Yes."
She jabs her hand over between my legs and turns the latch on a little compartment in the dashboard. "Now what can you see? You have eyes. Go ahead." I pull open the compartment, still unsure whether I might find a severed human head. But instantly the wind from the open windows sucks thousands of little pieces of paper out and swirls them into a tornado, blinding all of us. Jane cackles, somehow staying on the road through the paper blizzard, and shouts, "Receipts!"
I pluck one of the pieces of paper out of the air, and another, and another. Each one is, in fact, a receipt from 7-Eleven or Wawa or Stein's. I thought only the oldest of old-timers still used paper receipts, but then again, this is my mother I'm riding with. The receipts are from states up and down the East Coast, and each receipt is for the purchase of just one item. A You're Going to Mars entry scarab priced at an even 1 credit. I begin to think, this poor crazed woman really thought she could go to Mars. But a much more terrifying thought immediately replaces it. I did the same thing. I am her. I am turning into my mother. I'm afraid to ask, but can't help myself. What could you possibly be looking for on Mars? Crap. Crap? That's the last thing I'd be looking for on Mars. She points to the rearview mirror. No. Crap that toll monitor's on our tail.